This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
888-808-1019. Do we have Kevin? All right. Is this Kevin here? America's most beloved sports writer? How are you, my friend?
Happy New Year, Ricky. Just got done watching Miami win the game and also living a good life. Went down to the beach two blocks away to watch the fireworks. We put on a great fireworks show down here in my town on New Year's Eve.
Ah, beautiful thing. It's chilly in Florida. I was watching some of the bowl games today with temperatures in the upper 40s and 50s, huh?
Yeah, somehow we're making it through, though, Ricky. You know?
I don't doubt that, my friend. So the Hurricanes will play the winner of Ole Miss. Who is it, Alex? Ole Miss is playing Georgia, right? Okay, so the SEC, yeah. They're going to get an SEC team either way, either Ole Miss or Georgia. They brought everybody back there tonight, Kev. They had Jimmy Johnson on the sideline. They have, Michael Irvin on the side, Ray Lewis. All the old Miami Hurricanes were on the sideline there tonight for that big upset win.
Well, once you're with the U, you're there forever. Chris Leibel is a good friend of mine. He's a baseball agent, and he lives with the U, too. So it's great to see. You know, I love it when teams go back and respect their past. And there's some crazy things that happen at the U, of course. But those players love their time there. I covered the NFL for many years, dealt with all those guys, and it's tremendous. I got to tell you, Ricky, I love all the sports, but I'm really excited about college football this year. And I said it early in the year before anybody else said it. I love the kid Mendoza. I loved him from Indiana. I love his spirit. And I don't know if you saw what he did this week, though, but he brought the Heisman Trophy to his local priest. He's a strong Catholic, and mm-hmm. and he brought it in the Amazon box at it. He brought it over there. So I think there's some good, really good things happening in sports. It's just in my whole. I heard you talking about Hall of Fame. Obviously, I covered Eli at the Super Bowls. Just did my baseball Hall of Fame ballot. I mailed it in last week, so it's
all right. Well, let's start with Eli first, and then we'll get to the baseball ballot in detail.
Sure.
The 15 finalists are out. Drew Brees is one of them. Larry Fitzgerald is one of them. I'm looking at the guys that are must-gets. And you covered these guys, Kev.
Yep.
You know, Brees has to get in. Larry Fitzgerald has to get in. Frank Gore, talking about the University of Miami. Frank Gore ended up a long career. I think he's like number three, four in rushing all time. He's got to get in. Is Eli Manning going to get pushed out of this Hall of Fame class?
He might, because you know it's different than baseball. You know, it's kind of a committee type thing. You know, and with the writers and stuff there, it's mm-hmm. a totally different thing. I do think though Eli is a Hall of Famer simply because of you win two Super Bowls. It's not an easy thing to do. And here's the thing about Eli, people don't understand. I'll tell you one quick story to put it all in perspective. NFC Championship game against the 49ers, that amazing win they had out in Candlestick Park. So we go to that game. I'm covering that game. It takes like a half hour to get into the clubhouse. And back then, Ricky, that's an old clubhouse. The showers are right in front of you. I'm not making this up. True story. After everything happens, they win that game, and Eli Manning is horse playing, basically wrestling an offensive lineman outside the showers, goofing around. That's how freaking strong Eli was, you know. And so it's beyond everything else. You hear him on the Manning cast. You see how smart he is about the game. You know, check down and touchdowns. You know, that's what he's all about. But I respect this guy for his strength. He got beat up and he never got hurt. He's a moose. He's a moose. So to me, he's a classic football. And plus, for all those kids that had a bigger brother and grew up in the shadow, I think there's a real plus when you grow up in the shadow of your brother and really do some great things.
Yeah, well,
I'm all about Eli.
Some of the naysayers, the quotes are that Eli had a Hall of Fame moments, but not a Hall of Fame career. How do you separate being an MVP in Super Bowls against an undefeated New England Patriot team and beating that team and Tom Brady twice? How do you separate, you know, Hall of Fame, quote unquote, moments from a Hall of Fame career? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
It's such a great point that you just make. And you know what that tells me? That tells me people that weren't there didn't see it. They didn't physically see it. They weren't standing 10 feet away like I was from the guy after a game. You know, and how do you get to you? It's not just moments. Those moments pile on one another. You don't just show up at the Super Bowl. You had to get there. And then you had those, that play, you know, still the Tyree catch. And you can, and I've talked to Brady about this too. Brady has nightmares about the Giants all the time. And every time you watch a game, I was watching a game the other day, somebody made a catch. Brady was doing a game against their helmet. It brought back the Tyree things. So, and what Eli did in that, you want to talk about a moment. How about the moment getting free to make that pass? That's a football moment. And these moments get piled upon. That's how you get there. You know, yeah, guys like Jerry Rice are different. He was always great and things like that. But as a quarterback, I think we've learned, too, you can't always be great. You got to have all the pieces around you. It's not just you. So you win two Super Bowls. You beat that team that was going to be the new Miami Dolphins undefeated, and it still gives Belichick and
Brady nightmares. Yeah. Here are the other guys, Kevin. You covered all these guys. All right. Willie Anderson, the offensive lineman from the Bengals. Breeze, we spoke of. Jari Evans from the Saints. Larry Fitzgerald. Frank Gore. Torrey Holt, receiver with
Torrey Holt's really good.
The greatest show on turf with the Rams.
Yep.
Luke Kuechly, the Boston College kid that went to the Panthers and had a stellar career with Carolina.
Well, not only that, let me get real quick. Hall of Famer in my book, right there.
Okay, so he's in.
He's a super brain power too, guy. Super brain. He might have been the smartest defensive guy I've ever met.
All right, Terrell Suggs from the Ravens, sack artist.
This is a great class. What a class!
All right, how about this one? This is a tough one to get by. Adam Vinatieri. The kicker.
Well, he should have been the first time he was nominated. And I don't know, maybe they're waiting for the punter thing to make it go in with somebody. But Vinatieri, again, I was there at the Super Bowl 2001, and we all saw the other kicks, you know, in the snow and things like that. And he was a football player too. He's not just a kicker, Vinatieri. He was a football player. And you're going to think I'm crazy here. But he's the first one of all the guys you mentioned who should be in the Hall of Fame.
All right. Reggie Wayne, the receiver, Colts.
Mm, Yep.
With Peyton Manning, obviously. Kevin Williams, lineman with the Vikings. Jason Witten, tight end from the Cowboys.
Another great one.
Darren Woodson, defensive back safety with the Cowboys. And then Marshall Yanda, the lineman from the Ravens. Those are the 15 finalists. Now, how many, Kev, can they, is there a limit? I think there's five, right? Five of the 15?
I think it's five, but I don't know. I don't want to speak out of my hat on that one.
Assuming it's five, Breeze is automatic. Fitzgerald is automatic. Gore is automatic.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Attic.
Vinatieri should be automatic. Vinatieri should be automatic.
Vinatieri automatic and Keekly automatic. Eli may get squeezed out.
He might get squeezed out, but you get another chance down the road. You know, and I wouldn't have a problem with Eli being squeezed out with this group. You asked me, he is a Hall of Famer, but with this group, that's quite a group. And again, linemen sometimes are, you know, the NFL, you know, I've been to Canton, covered some games there as well when they had that preseason game. It's a weird group, the whole NFL. We get a lot of abuse with the baseball writers, you know, on our ballots, but football ballots sometimes are crazy.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the baseball ballot. You sent it in. Are you willing to tell us?
Oh, absolutely. I wrote about it at Ball 9. You can find it at ball9.com.
All right.
I'll just go through. I'll let you go. I'll name them, and then you react.
Okay. You voted in favor. And let's tell the folks, on the ballot, how many total names are on the ballot, Kev?
Oh, Jesus.
It's about 30 names. But
I was going to say 30. Yeah,
right.
I was going to say 30.
But you have to vote.
You can go for as many as 10.
As many as 10. But you don't have to go to 10 if you don't want to.
No. And I didn't go to 10, Ricky.
Right. So fire away.
And I know there's one you're going to stop me on, but I'll name them all at once. Carlos Beltran.
Okay.
Cole Hamels. And there's a story behind that. Andrew Jones. Andy Pettit. Manny Ramirez. A-Rod. No brainer to me. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Rollins, Vizquel, and that's my group. And no Chase Utley. I'm going to stop you right there.
Trammell and Whitaker.
Yeah,
go together like you know. They fit perfectly, like glove on hand.
Right.
You would think Utley and Rollins are the 2000 version of Trammell and Whitaker. No.
Yeah, they are, but I give a little more weight to shortstops, and I explained that in this. That's why Vizquel, too. And if you read the article, you'll see all my reasons behind them, and they're all solid. I always get reactions right after this because I post it on Twitter or X and everything else, and usually people are out, you know, it's the pitchforks and, coming up to Dr. Frankenstein's house, usually, castle. But I didn't get beat up too much on this ballot. And let me explain Cole Hamels, too. Cole Hamels is what I'm giving him an appreciation vote because I saw the kid in high school and I saw the kid in Little League. 9 years old, I knew Cole Hamels. I was coaching in that league, did some all-star coaching with him as well. Great kid, great parents, continue to, and really the one point I make, I will throw once that at you, you know, 1,844 strikeouts during his 10th season with the Phillies, ranked third over that span, you know, and then don't forget in 2008, you know, LCS and MVP.
MVP,
you know.
Right.
Yeah. So it was just so.
Pettit is.
And he's a great kid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of character stuff. So that's why I voted for Paul.
All right. The counter argument people are going to give you is that the last few years of his career, he kind of stretched it out and wasn't very good in Texas. And, you know.
Well, they want to get you both ways, Ricky, because it's always like, well, he didn't have a long enough career. And then if they stretch it out a little bit, well, you know, he just hung on. He was a compiler or whatever. It's like Pettit. People forget that Pettit has more wins than CC Sabathia. You know, and to me that's important. The one that kills me most of all though is Munson. I've lived through all this, Ricky, because one point I was going to make tonight, I just wrote it down for myself because I knew at some point we'd probably mention Paul Skeens and the season. Mm-hmm. Paul Skeens, to me, I have to go all the way back to 1971 in Vita Blue. I mean, it's lefty, I get it, lefty-righty, but that's the kind of years I've seen all these guys. I've been around a long freaking time, you know. I'm 73 years old.
I get it.
Yeah. So I've seen all these guys play. That's why even with this ballot, when I look at a ballot, you have all these writers lamenting, oh, my God, I had to pour over this for hours and hours. No, you don't. I've seen these guys. I was there. And I know these guys should be in. It's like every year why I voted for Gary Sheffield. Gary Sheffield was the most feared hitter. And I don't care what you say in his generation. So I've seen it. I always say it's my ballot. You spend, because you got to spend at least 10 years doing it. You spend 10 years going around ballparks, getting up at 5 a.m. flights, you know, hanging around, doing all that stuff. And then you can vote for your Hall of Fame. So my ballot is based on what I've seen and what I know about the game. And I always feel super secure about my ballot. I don't think I've. And last year I had the three guys that went in too as well. So now sometimes I stretch it a little bit. Jones is stretched to me.
Now,
you know, but
now let me ask you this. We're talking to Kevin Kernan, ball9.com. You voted for these guys. Now, realistically, who do you think gets in?
Yes, great question. Realistically, I'm looking at Beltran and Jones. That's who I think realistically. Unfortunately, Manny, you know, the PED and my quick argument on PEDs is the commissioner who was the PED commissioner, the managers who were PED managers, and you can figure them out. So, you know, the guys that manage PED players, they're in the Hall of Fame, the commissioner's Hall of Fame. So now we're keeping the players out. You know, but meanwhile, other people reward the best. So that's why I don't hold back on Manny or A-Rod. Now, they should be in the Hall of Fame. How can you have a Hall of Fame where you don't have the leading home run hitter, the most hits, a guy with 7 Cy Youngs, A-Rod with 696, I think it is, home runs?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a true Hall of Fame to me. So I got off the wall. I'm like, I was like Jack Nicholson, you know, in A Few Good Men for many years, you know. And then I started thinking about it. So, well, why the hell am I on that wall screaming when the C-League, the commissioner, is reaping all the benefit? He's got a plaque in the plaque gallery, and I'm on the wall screaming that these guys should be kept out, and I have no subpoena power. I'm just a writer. Then I just said it's all on the field because let's face it, Ricky, and that's why I love coming on with you because you know baseball as well as I do. These pitchers were on it too. Many, I'm guessing, at least 75% of the players were doing some kind of PED.
Well, listen, there was Jose Canseco was not that far off. His statements, he wasn't that far off. All right,
amphetamines before that. Amphetamines before that. You know, here's another example of how old I am, Ricky. When I went into clubhouses, there were two coffee makers, one leaded and one unleaded. It wasn't decaf. The unleaded was not, unleaded was just regular coffee. The leaded was amphetamine coffee. Okay.
Let's get to today's teams. I spoke to Klappish earlier. He seems to think.
Klappish is always good.
And he seems to think that Bellinger is not coming back to the Yankees.
Don't you think he'd be there already if he were coming back? I think the Yankees always come up a year or two short on some of these. So I would feel that if Bellinger were coming back, it would be done already. But again, we're dealing with King Scott Boris. And you know how Boris works. One of his guys will fall into place. The team that loses that guy, then he'll put another guy in place. It's the Boris domino effect. Mm-hmm. So it all depends where some guys fall and how far the Yankees go. If somebody wants to, give Bellinger a few more years, I have a sneaky suspicion that Bellinger won't be back too. And simply because I don't know if he really liked his time. Do we really know who he was as a player and as a person? I mean, he showed up, but to me, there was a very little impact in the playoffs on Bellinger. Very little impact.
Well, the wife is from Arizona, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Right.
Because I keep hearing that he want, maybe the West Coast, that he'd be attracted to go back to the Dodgers or maybe the D-backs or, somewhere out there would be more tempting to a guy like Bellinger.
Well, and it all depends on the years. If he gets more years, he's out. So, yeah, I think the Yankees, when I read, when you start hearing things like, they're putting on, they got other plans like Austin Hayes or whatever, that tells me something's, and I'll tell you what, if the Yankees lose out on these guys, to me, and I think we said it last time, because last time I told you Alonso would be gone and Baldwin was one of the teams.
You were right.
Yeah, pretty much nailed it. I get the same feeling with some of these other moves. I just think the Yankees are going to be left out in the cold on some of these players, and I think it's going to be tough, because how many years can you cannot waste Aaron Judge's prime years? I mean, what this guy has done is supernatural to me as a ball player. And when I say that, I don't just mean on the field stuff. The way he's held this team together, we see some of the antics that we're seeing in the offseason already with guys like Chisholm and things like that. Somehow Judge held this together, because you're not getting that strength from the manager. You're not getting that hold together strength from the manager. Judge is holding this team together. They need to get more help for Judge to get him there. I am encouraged on a couple little things, though. I do think Schlittler is just going to be dynamite. The young pitching, when are these teams going to realize that's the way to go? And you use these guys. You just like the Dodgers did with Yamamoto. Basically you use them as much as you can. The Pirates are figuring it out now with Skeens. Not that they're any good, because they don't spend any money. But I do feel optimistic about certain parts of the Yankees. But if I'm the Yankees, tomorrow I'm getting it done. Bo Bichette is a Yankee. That's it. I don't care. I know there were some problems with the Bichette family and the Yankees with Dante Bichette. I don't think it worked out the way they wanted it. But you got to get over that. Bo Bichette would be the perfect Yankee to me, because you know why, too? He hits fastballs. You put him anywhere around Judge in the lineup, he's going to see fastballs. He's going to crush it. But I don't think it'll happen.
Mets, okay? You were right about, you were absolutely right about Pete. David Stearns, we had a young lady on, Abby, who covers the Mets now, is on the Met beat. Mm-hmm. She says,
"Yeah, I know Abby."
Abby says that Stearns has a major move up his sleeve, okay? What is it?
Yeah. we'll have to
is it
see.
Well? Is it is it pitching? Is it replacing? Is it replacing
Pete? Valdez.
Really?
My guess is Valdez. Yeah, that's my guess. That's a pure guess.
But
based on how
but Kev, who replaces
so
Pete? Who's the right-handed bat that's gonna protect Soto?
Well, the scary thing here is if you go back to David's history with Milwaukee, he doesn't really have the big respect for the big-time power-hitting first baseman, and you can see the first baseman that he had there. So we've already seen it with Polanco. I mean, they're talking about, it's right like bringing out Ron Washington. Anybody can do it. The guys who never played the game and who are in charge of teams think anybody can play anywhere. And so all of a sudden you get, we'll just put Polanco at first or Pete. Ain't going to work that way. I think they think they can get enough energy and hitting from other areas to be played. I don't think they respect it. Really, if it comes down to it, they didn't respect what Pete did. They had no respect for what Pete did. They looked at the home runs and the RBIs as kind of, the new way of things, RBIs are lucky. You and I know better. They're not lucky. You got to be an RBI man. I go all the way back to Tony Perez when Tony Perez talked about being an RBI man. And people always said about Tony, too. I'll never forget talking to Tony about this. You know, how do you drive in runs? He goes, well, you know, if there's a guy on third base, I'm not trying to hit a fly ball. I'm hitting a line drive somewhere hard. And that was always his philosophy. That's RBI men's philosophy. They hit the ball hard, line drives. The new wave leaders of baseball don't respect that philosophy. So Pete was a dead man walking with David Stearns. I don't know how they're going to replace it. It could really blow up and be really ugly, but they have to do something to replace it, and we'll see where it goes. But they can't go in like this, you know, because I thought they'd do the easy thing and move Vientos over, maybe, because that's the way they do things, but... The Polanco thing really makes it pretty interesting. And don't get me wrong, I like Polanco. I think he's a good player. I think he'll put the ball in play. I think the Mets are looking for more of athleticism, putting the ball in play, following that Milwaukee model, better defense. But here's what I say, and I told you this, Ricky, I've been telling you this for a couple of years. The Mets have great problems inside their clubhouse, and we see it now. We see what's happened.
Yeah.
The guys that you would think are pretty clean-cut guys are gone. It's a very interesting dynamic they're setting up in that locker room now. Maybe inside that, and I said it from day one, Lindor's run that locker room, and now we are 100% clear on that. Everybody sees it now. Lindor has run that locker room. He also runs the owner a little bit because, you know, his wife and him are very close to the owner and the owner's wife. So that's another dynamic. So basically what my quick answer is here, you're going to see a Mets team that Lindor likes. Now that's how they're going to fill it out. And
interesting.
And to me, Lindor has more pressure on him than any player coming into the season because this is his Mets team now.
Interesting. Kev, happy new year, my friend. We wish you nothing but health, prosperity, and keep making these predictions because you're right on the money. You said Pete would be gone. Now you're telling me Bellinger probably is gone. We'll see, but it's going to be an interesting 6 weeks before everybody gets to camp in mid-February down in Florida and Arizona.
Yeah, and both my advice to both the Yankees and Mets, don't let too many people be gone, okay?
Yeah.
Even if Bellinger wasn't perfect, he's figured it out there. But I think there's something going on with the Yankees, too, that guys aren't as comfortable as we think they are, and there's some problems there. Again, just to make it clear before I leave, Bichette should be signed. I'd trade Jazz tomorrow. And I move forward.
Ball9.com. That's where you read what he's writing. It's our buddy Kevin Kernan, America's most beloved sports writer. Happy New Year, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Happy New Year. Take care.
That's good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.